The ultimate issue is deciding where to draw the line on which behaviors are normal and which require some sort of intervention. Bipolar disorder, a psychiatric diagnosis describing persons, usually children, who display a wide range of emotions from exuberant highs to depressing lows, is seen by some as merely the normal ups and downs of the growth process. Critics are quick to note that there is no scientific means to confirm a diagnosis of bipolar disorder. In a 2009 interview in Psychology Today, David Healy, former secretary of the British Association for Psychopharmacology and author of Mania, a book on bipolar disorder, acknowledged that this disorder is somewhat of a mythical entity. The problems that are currently grouped under the heading bipolar disorder are akin to problems that, in the 1960s and 1970s, would have been called anxiety and treated with tranquilizers, or, during the 1990s, would have been labeled depression and treated with antidepressants, he said. Healy described claims that imbalances of enzymes such as serotonin, a gastrointestinal neurotransmitter enzyme believed to promote feelings of well-being, to explain mood swings as unsubstantiated biobabble. What's astonishing is how quickly these terms were taken up by popular culture and how widely, with so many people now routinely referring to their serotonin levels being out of whack when they are feeling wrong or unwell, he said. Some feel it is fortunate there were no synthetic psychiatric drugs available to dull the moods of the master artist, Vincent van Gogh, who some historians believe suffered from bipolar disorder. And even for those who lack Van Gogh's genius but exhibit some behavioral issues, the drugs they are being prescribed are leading to disastrous effects. A 2014 study by researchers from the Bloomberg School of Public Health found that prenatal exposure to selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors was associated with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, and developmental delays, DD, in boys. Nearly 1,000 mother-child pairs were included in the population-based case-control study, which also found that young boys were more likely to be affected by the development problems than girls. We found prenatal SSRI exposure was nearly 3 times as likely in boys with ASD relative to typical development, with the greatest risk when exposure took place during the first trimester, reported Dr. Li Qing Li, Ph.D., a psychiatric epidemiologist in Bloomberg's Department of Epidemiology. This research illustrates the challenge for women and their physicians to balance the risks versus the benefits of taking SSRI medications. With everyone from infants to senior citizens being drugged for both real and imagined mental disorders, it is troubling to note that one group in particular has been targeted for selective drugging. Our military service personnel.